Someone besides you.
Let me do my duty. Sorry.
That position is open, I'm interested.
We're now recording, so the meeting is.
Yami's here online.
Yeah, Yami's here.
How you doing, Yami? Good to see ya. Yeah, welcome everybody after an eventful New Year's time. Any comments from our citizens or just representing?
Just here to represent and learn more about what you're undertaking for 2025 and how I can be a part of it.
Awesome. Well, we're glad you're here.
I'm sorry, really quick. Your name was Nicole.
Yes.
And what was your last name again?
Whetstone, W-H-E-T Stone.
Okay, great.
What part of the city do you live in?
Foxborough.
What street?
Skipton.
Oh, I know right where you are. I'm on Rothbury, which is like four roads up from you.
Okay.
We're very close.
Excellent. I'm in the condos. I'm in Canterbury. Mm-hmm.
It's just south of the elementary school.
Nice. Yeah, I love the area. It's been great.
And probably welcome to Yami. Just as an introduction to the rest of the committee, Yami was officially appointed to the committee at our last council meeting, and we're so grateful that you're here. Yami, will you say hello and introduce yourself?
Yeah, how's it going? Is there a camera? I mean, sorry, is there a microphone there? Because I'm having a hard time hearing.
It's the.
Is it all of them or just one?
I don't know that we have a good mic for
okay.
We can hear you great.
We can talk up.
Does it help if we talk this loud?
Yeah, just slightly. Yeah,
okay.
That's much better. Okay. Just to introduce myself. My name is Yami Arunsi, and I was nominated and voted in city council meeting. And I'm from I live in North Salt Lake, obviously, but I am actually, unfortunately, I can't be there. I'm actually out in D.C. for work, and but I should be back in North Salt Lake next week. But Yami Arunsi, I'm a nurse by background, and I work for Intermountain Health as a nursing director. And so I've just been in healthcare for about the last 14 years or so, and I'm just glad to be here and work with you all.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Excited to have Yami here. Was there someone else?
There is one person that is going to be appointed, but it doesn't look like he's here.
Sam Ball.
Okay.
Sam Ball.
Going to be appointed by Councilmember Melton. That's
oh,
his
cool.
appointment. And so, he said he was coming, but he may not make it. He's going to replace Corey Markisich.
Okay.
And that means
but
we have one position
committee.
Still open, right?
Don't think so.
Is that, that's
give
it?
Me your place,
that's
Janet.
Okay.
Yeah.
We also have space for citizens that are on the committee without
awesome.
An official appointment.
Please
love it.
Come.
I'm here for it.
And then Jane, is she?
She's still appointed. She's not coming. We haven't heard anything from tonight, but I think she's staying, as far as I know.
Okay.
So just,
yeah.
I didn't know she's interested in one of the, because we have so many new committees now.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
sorry, I was going to back.
Oh,
that's
reason.
Okay. You guys all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Anything else then?
I think we're ready to nominate.
So a chair and vice chair?
I'd like to nominate Mason as chair and Jeff as vice chair.
I also nominate Jeff as vice chair. That helped me feel a lot better because Jeff has a lot of experience serving on city committees.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're up for it.
Sure. Sounds good.
And you are as well?
I think so, yeah.
Wonderful.
Oh, great.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jane.
Hello,
Jane.
Hello.
We are just doing nominations for chair and vice chair for this
awesome.
Year. And Mason has been nominated as chair, and Jeff has been nominated as vice chair.
Perfect.
So the appointed members of the committee, I believe, are the ones who need to vote, which is just Jane, Mason, Jeff, and Yami. The rest of our voices don't count. Not really, but
not in
we don't have a vote for this.
So do we say I, what's the phrase?
Yeah, how do
you can just say all in favor or you can do a roll call vote. It's your choice.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Great. Passes.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Glad
congratulations.
You. Thank
congratulations.
You. Have you met Yami yet? He did a short introduction just a minute ago.
I have not. Hello. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
He was just appointed this last city council meeting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
He's in D.C. right now, but we're excited to see him. Yami actually lives down the street from me. And
great.
So I'm excited.
Great.
Excited he's here. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes from last month?
A motion to approve.
I can second the motion.
I also don't vote on this one. None of us do. It's just you guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Aye. So you can say all in favor.
All in favor. Thank you.
Aye.
I'm, as you can tell, new to this. Aye. I actually started reading them a lot better because I met the young lady who writes the minutes at the mm-hmm. Christmas event, and I told her that I checked them in case she puts silly things in there. She said she did that once and was told not to do that again.
I've never.
Andrew's like,
great. She said that Wendy caught her pretty good. It was something small.
Yeah, Wendy's really good at that.
Yeah, so she said Wendy caught her. Sorry you're listening to us now. I told your secrets. all right, so go ahead.
Saying hi, Andrea.
So, recap of the Winterfest event food drive. How did that go? I know.
It went great. We had, sorry I don't have stats for you, but we filled up our receptacles several times.
Really?
With flour, and we had a large donation come in the week after Christmas.
Really?
Lots of flour, rice, foodstuffs, you know, so.
So people kept it coming throughout the month.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I was at the Christmas event, and I kept peeking into the boxes the whole time I was there to see how they filled up.
Yeah. I mean, it came in slow, and then after Christmas, I noticed a distinct improvement in the drop-off material of food. So
great.
I think it's something, I just was commenting with the staff that it's something we could do over again. We could do annually. I think this was our first time, and we noticed that there's more we could do, and I have some ideas on maybe later in the meeting on how we could communicate with citizens. Well, or I can share it now if you want.
I think it works now. Yeah.
So we've been discussing amongst ourselves a perhaps a quarterly publication from this committee. That could be electronic, of course, or it could be mailed if we decide that's something we want to do. That has a significant cost. But was just discussing those things amongst ourselves. There are lots of positive things we could put in a quarterly publication that this committee has talked about. You've talked about educating the residents on wellness and providing contacts for services for addiction recovery, for the health department, for other services for mental health, and just being a little bit more assertive in the community through a publication like that, where we would remind folks that there are services available, not that we provide them because we don't duplicate services, but that we would meet the committee's goal of getting that information out to the public better, I think, if we had some vehicle to do it. And so what we've been kicking around just amongst ourselves is maybe something quarterly. Now, we do a monthly newsletter,
mm-hmm.
the city does, and we could include more in that. But I think that's, I think something special dedicated to wellness would be a significant improvement. We have an employee newsletter that we do internally, and we've been doing wellness articles and things for the employees, and I think that's been really a great thing to remind our employees about those kinds of services. And about wellness in general, we talk, it's tailored to the employees, so we talk about, you know, getting up, not sitting too long, taking a break, moving around, drinking water, you know, all the things that you might see in a wellness mm-hmm. sort of hyping up wellness. You know. But I think something for the community on a quarterly basis is really the idea I wanted to throw out to everybody. And we could put some staff to it. We can also, if you guys are willing we could just have everybody on this committee sort of throw ideas towards it. It's not so often that it would be a big burden, but once a quarter we would work towards publishing some helpful things for the community.
That feels way more manageable than maybe some of the other. That feels more manageable to me than other things we've discussed.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. And we would, we've not done a great job, but it's partly because we're just a little bit behind on putting a presence on the city's website. But if we did a quarterly publication, that would also be something we could add to the website so people could go to it and look at past quarterly newsletters and things, or whatever we call it. And we could start to build a presence on the city's website. Now, government websites are not terrific ways to inform people, but sometimes the public will go there looking for things, and that could be a way that people could find things. So,
yeah, I love it.
I think just linking it from even the city's Instagram page,
right.
You know, is
that
awesome,
sort of thing.
Right?
Right.
So it's an easy click, and then
yeah.
Takes you to that webpage.
Absolutely.
With the info.
Would it be good for us to maybe do like a rough draft of like a maybe like a little like maybe greeting message, and then you know I have like I just in my folder here have like links for like Davis Behavioral Health,
mm-hmm.
where they have a variety of like parenting classes, relationship classes, emotion coaching, mindfulness.
Yeah.
Maybe we could include like these links in it,
mm-hmm.
especially in kind of the doldrums of winter. Maybe
yeah.
the first quarterly one.
Yeah.
It focuses on Davis behavioral health links and things like this. Where, excuse me, people might benefit from classes and getting out. And
mm-hmm. We're even talking about how to get through, you know, some people really do struggle with the winter months, you know, specific to things for the winter,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
Either staying active during the winter or mentally, you know, proactive ways to stay mentally healthy through the winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can start working on that right away. We don't have to wait till the end of the quarter. We could do something in the next few weeks.
Maybe. I even wonder how much more like water you should. It feels like you should almost drink more water in the winter. Have you ever felt that? Like
the heater's making you dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I've even wondered like how much more water should I be drinking than in the summer? You know.
Yeah.
Well, especially the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, I went through that with both my parents
mm-hmm.
passed away now, but I was a caretaker, my wife and I, for them each, and that was just a major problem for
yeah.
both of them. They didn't want to drink. They weren't thirsty, and it caused health problems for both of them.
Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law's ended
yeah.
up in the ER several times because of that.
That happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
super frustrating.
Yeah.
Could we include a calendar of upcoming? Because I know we do our classes with Davis Behavioral
mm-hmm.
Health. Or would
yes.
we want to kind of, you know, multiple exposures, put the whole calendar of what's going on in the city for that quarter to help increase
yeah.
community?
It's great. Great ideas. Well, we'll do more talking about it, and then I'll just put an email together. We'll work together. If you have things that you want to have us consider, send them to us, and we can. This thing can be as long as we want it. It can be short, but we have Linda who does sort of designs our newsletters, and so. We'll take that content and make it interesting for people to read. I think maybe 2 to 3 pages with links is probably is kind of the sweet spot. If it gets a lot longer, that may not hold people's interest, but we can work on some designs, and I think it's a worthy effort for this committee.
So who would put together the articles or the, would you sign them?
Well, I think you guys
we would all submit things?
Yeah,
or?
I think you guys can do that. And you know, depending on what we find too, our assistant city manager does the wellness for the employees,
mm-hmm.
and he's pretty skilled at that, and so he'll generate some copy as well. And then we could put a draft together and just all of us kind of agree to it or review it, you know, and make sure we're all sort of in agreement about what we want to say in the first quarter of the year. So different quarters kind of lend themselves to different content, spring, summer, fall.
Sure. So do we want to take topics tonight and pick
a
deadline?
Yeah, I wasn't trying to. I know you have lots on your agenda. I was just throwing out the idea. But sure, wherever you want to go with this is fine.
Would it be good to maybe do like a Google Doc where we could all kind of like add our ideas to it, and then we can all maybe, if we have an email, a group email, we could, or we could even put comments in the Google Doc, I guess. But we could kind of like if we have like maybe a short greeting message, we could do a rough draft of maybe if you find links or to an article that has some tips for getting through the winter, that kind of thing, or we have links to Davis Behavioral. We can just kind of maybe put everything, it doesn't maybe have to be organized in order or in proper formatting if they're going to format it in a newsletter, but just something where we maybe get all our ideas on the table as far as like, what do we think would be good in a newsletter for gray winter days and make that like a jumping point. Mm-hmm. And then kind of.
What would you think is a turnaround time to get the first newsletter out? Because if we're addressing winter issues, but it takes us 6 weeks before, or 8 weeks, or 2 months before we get the first one out. We might not be on.
The staff that would help is pretty occupied until for the next 2 weeks, this week and next week. We have a couple of other things that are going on that are really taking a lot of our time. But the beginning of the week of January 27th, we could throw some effort at it, and I would think by mid-February we could put something out.
Okay.
So
February would be our first edition.
Yeah.
And we will have a meeting before that, but it would be, if we wait until the next meeting, I don't think we will get an edition out mid-February.
I agree.
And so I think it would be okay if we want to brainstorm ideas, if it's going to go in there, and then start fleshing them out in like a shared workspace online. I like that idea a lot.
Can you set that up?
Sure.
I think the other place I would direct people to look is
it's all on you.
is at this document, because this document's in the Dropbox. Yemi, you may not have a Dropbox account yet, but we'll send that to you. And you can look at the goals and priorities for this committee. And there's lots of things on here that we might want to use to generate some content. So we've said we wanted to do, like, for example, this on addiction recovery, creation of a document with links. That could be something we work into this newsletter or the next newsletter, whatever. But there's assignments on here that we've said we want to assign ourselves that might be covered in this document of goals.
Maybe we should have the discussion about goals and then come back to the brainstorming of ideas of what we want to include so that it can match with some of this. And then it was so helpful to have the email that you sent with all of the files. I wonder if we could have a shared Dropbox, and then just on all of our emails, the link is just always there. So anytime we all want to go back and look at the goals, we don't have to search our email. It's just in any email from the Health and Wellness Committee has the link to the Dropbox all
That's
the time.
A good idea. So
and then that is probably where we should have that shared.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure you should set that up.
There is a Health and Wellness Dropbox.
Yeah.
And so we'll make sure I'll send the link.
Yeah, just put
to
the link at the bottom of every email.
And then we'll make sure we include that in every email.
And
would
we?
Because it is hard to find.
Well, I mean, you can
I mean,
you email
it.
I
there all the time.
Yeah. Do we have editable privileges for that Dropbox? If we had a shared document to add
you
ideas
can.
For the...
Yeah, you. For example, this document right here, when you go to Dropbox, it'll look like this, which is not editable, but you can open in Excel for the web, which is what I did, and then this is an editable, it's just like a Google Doc, and you can make notes in there or whatever.
Is it possible to maybe we could add a tab at the bottom and call it like newsletters?
Absolutely.
And then we can then, you know, say, you know, January, February 2025, and then start throwing our ideas in there.
I'll add a section
just right
to
on
this
one.
And then below that do, you know, March, April.
It's a great idea.
Ever.
So just do it within this document on a like, tab on the bottom?
Yeah, maybe just like a newsletter draft tab.
Cool.
Okay, we'll do it.
And then it's there, and then if, you know, next year we want to do another newsletter, we can tweak it or whatever.
So it looks like one of the goals for 2025 then is to do this newsletter. And maybe we do 3 or 4 throughout the year. But I think it might be helpful for us to go through the goals from this year and then see if any of those we want to keep or if we want to close any of those out. Does that sound okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One more thing about the food drive. Are we going to do that at other events too, or just keep it just the Christmas event?
That's a great question.
Like have a box at the Halloween thing, the health and wellness night out, or help the night out against crime?
I had mentioned having like a poster, like at the at food truck nights, North Salt Lake, the city has a booth where they have information. And maybe at that booth we could have like a poster board up with the QR code so people could make monetary donations if they wanted. Like via Venmo or other ways if they have it available.
For the food bank?
Yeah.
Does the city usually have like a booth at those food truck nights?
They only do for the event nights. So like in the Unity and the Community nights, they have one. But this year we are shifting the food truck nights so that all except for one, I think, are events as well. So we don't have them every single week this next summer. Okay. It's about one to two times a month.
Because I don't know if they have the bandwidth to go out to those events and set up the
food that's bank. What I was thinking. If we just have a poster from them, and we just take it every time we go and just put it up.
Yeah.
And that way they don't have to do anything. They just have to just give us a poster or,
I like that.
Even just reminding people by having that there.
Yeah.
If they have stuff to take it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's, can I read the first goal? Is that okay? Okay, so the first goal that we have, I'm looking here, but I'm thinking it's the same. Promote and host not less than 2 classes a year in conjunction with Communities That Care Coalition. And we've done that this year. I mean, there's details in where those were. Is that a goal that we would want to keep for next year? Yeah?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next, review the inventory of existing city open space, parks, and outdoor assets. Is this in the works, or tell me?
I have a draft. It's not really, in a form yet that is helpful to us. But
I'm not working on that. I'm not sure that this goal needs to stay here for this committee. I think that this might fit better with the Trails Committee.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Can you read it one more time?
Review the inventory of existing city open space, parks, and outdoor assets. So I think the original discussion when this was put on here was looking at places that people can congregate together, that they can recreate, which I think is valuable. And we have a pretty great parks brochure. If you've never looked at it from the city, it is very detailed and really great. I think some of the original discussion was maybe some of those places are underutilized and how can we better utilize them, which I think is a great conversation. I'm just not sure that it's a conversation that this committee should be having. Does that sound okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, so remove that one. Next, highlight of a trail with coordinating event 3 to 4 times per year. You should probably talk about that one.
We did that this last year and it was a lot of fun. We did it in conjunction, kind of partnering up with the parks, because like we've said, we don't create or provide, but we connect with events. And our idea was that we had a joint event we could do, whereas they want to get people out recreating, we want to get people out exercising. And so it was a lot of fun. The first one we did was, up at Tunnel Springs Park. What's the trail? Tunnel Springs
Wild
Trail.
Wild Rose? Oh, Bonneville.
Bonneville Shoreline Trail. And it was with the Kite Festival, and it was a lot of fun. We had some people show up. There was a little bit of confusion about if we were doing a guided trail walk or just this kind of Team Strava thing. And the next one was with the Trail Cleanup Day, and that was on Wild Rose, and that was a lot of fun. And then the last one was this trail over here, not the Wetlands Trail, it's in Foxborough.
Legacy?
It is Wetlands, that's what I would call it, yeah.
Okay, is that what it's called? And that was the first time I'd been there, and that was a smaller one, but we had more like organic attention with people walking the trail, showing up and talking. And we gave out the parks maps and a link to the Davis trails. And it was fun. We have about 15 people on the Strava group still doing things. But I think if we kept it, I'd want to do it again in partnership with the trails and like helping to support. I don't know if it's exactly a...
You connected with them. How did you feel about that partnership? Do you feel like they wanted more ownership over that, or they were fine for you to take the point on that?
It depended on which trail and which event.
Okay.
For the cleanup, they definitely took full ownership of that one.
Okay.
And just supported. For the smaller wetlands trail, I kind of ran that one more on my own. And so it just depended on, I can't think a little bit of their bandwidth and how it lined up some of their goals and going on.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know the committees in the city very well, there is another committee called the Parks Trails. Well, it was previously called the Parks Trails Arts and Recreation Committee. And so Mason was working directly with them to do these trails events. However, that committee has disbanded, and we now have a trails committee and an events committee. And so some of the things that we've done here might start to fit better into one of those two committees. And I wonder if that is one of those. But it does serve one of our goals here, which is to get people out and connecting to each other and recreating. What do you think?
I would be fine kind of fitting with our goals a little bit in the fact that we give recommendations and recommending that, but also being willing to support it too, but not having it be our event.
One thing that I've recommended to the council member that's over the events committee is to create a subcommittee for every single event. And so it's not the core group that's running all the events, but actually there's one group that's running the trail series, and there's one group that's running the kite festival. I wonder if, would you be willing to sit on the trail series subcommittee? And it's not an appointment, it's just like an ad hoc. I'm on this group, so whomever from this events committee is in charge of the trail series knows, hey, talk to Mason, he's on your team, and they'll coordinate it. I'm imagining that the planning and coordinating you would do with that subgroup, you would do on your own. It would not be these like noticed larger committee meetings. It would be just the small group doing planning. Does that sound
fair?
Okay, I want to represent that well.
That's right.
So if we do that, do we? And I think we can go either way of keeping this on as one of our goals or of taking this off for our goals. And I would defer to you for that.
I've kind of written keep for 2025 in coordination with the other two committees.
Okay, great.
But
does that feel good to you?
That's fine with me.
To you guys.
Yeah.
I think there is a connection to health and wellness.
Yeah.
And I don't want to lose that.
Yeah.
That's definitely the kind of content we could add to like the spring newsletter as well.
That's true too.
Yeah.
To say like, hey, here's a schedule of future.
Yeah.
That's true too.
Walks or.
We had talked about doing a snowshoeing one in January, but then we had no snow all winter, so I didn't pursue it.
One thing I love that you've done is it Strava?
Uh-huh.
Is that the app?
Yeah.
I think that is a unique thing that this committee, or like a perspective from here that was brought to that I hope you'll continue to do. I think that's pretty cool.
It was good. Yeah, and it was fun to see what other people in the committee or the community were doing on the app and being on the trail. Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, next one. Collaborate with the health department for use of city facilities for departmental programs. Is there any update on that, Ken?
No, I've made sure that the health department knows that our facilities are available to them. They do, once a year, they will, right here in our council room, they will do flu shots for the public. We brought them in years ago to do flu shots for the employees. But some time ago, they added a couple of hours just for the general public. So they advertise that. People can come in and get a flu shot right here at City Hall.
And for the WIC, as a WIC site, they haven't felt like that.
They haven't
jumped on that.
Responded or jumped on it, really.
Is that something that like I could reach out to them and say, you know, we're in health and wellness, or is that something that a city employee has to do?
Well, you could. I've done it because we're both government agencies, and so I've kind of reminded them that we're down here. I mean, I think they know we're down here. It just depends on how much we want to push this.
I think it was important to offer as a resource, and we had lots of good conversations about how this could be really helpful for people that live in South Davis County. I think a follow-up might be nice, and I think it might be nice if it comes from a committee member, but I think we maybe take this off of our goals and say, like, we've tried to do this, we've offered this, and if they're not interested, I don't think we have to force it.
Yeah, I don't know that they're, I don't know if they're not interested. I just, maybe it doesn't fit into their model of how they do things.
Or they don't know how to utilize that.
Maybe they have mobile facilities once in a while. I just don't know.
I don't know. Do you agree, remove that as a goal, or is that something we want to keep maybe pursuing and keep open-ended?
I think it's a really good one. But we have, I mean, we've had it here since almost I started.
Yeah, it's been 2 years.
We've been reaching out for a while. I think if Jeff wants to reach out from our committee, I don't know what more we can do. Because I know Ken's reached out quite a bit.
Yeah.
Well, just a couple
I don't know if Janet ever reached out on her own. She might have at
the
beginning.
I don't know.
I don't know how long we can keep asking. I think it'd be a great idea and a great resource.
I think it's a great resource. I will say, and I'll talk more about this maybe as we get to the end of this. I brought this up at our last committee meeting, that I was recently made aware of this county-level committee called Davis for Health, with the number 4. Yeah, that. And it's basically I think it's like a county-level committee of what we're doing. I would like to recommend that all the members of this committee join their email list, and I think that you will be considered as part of the team then. You'll be invited to their meetings, and I would encourage you, if you're interested, to go to any of those meetings, both representing South Davis County, representing North Salt Lake, but also bringing back to us information that they are talking about in their meetings. Issa Perry, who I can see in the follow-up was the one that you spoke to, she coordinates that.
Issa.
Oh, really?
Issa?
It's
thank
Issa.
You. Oh, do you know her? Oh, yeah. That's right. You're from the Department of Health, right? Or connected,
I used to work with Davis Behavioral Health. Yeah. So
okay.
Adjacent.
Level
things. Yeah. But it's Issa.
Okay, Issa. So she's the person that sends the emails for Davis for Health. But that, so you'll be connected with her that way.
I mean, one of the things that I talked to the county commission about as a long-term goal for the city is that when we construct our community center, we're very hopeful that Davis County will have a presence in that building,
mm-hmm.
either a library presence or a health department presence or maybe a sheriff,
mm-hmm.
although it might be better to have a police officer from our own department there. I don't know why I said sheriff.
I don't either.
Anyway.
No, thanks.
that was before we annexed all the property, so that's been a long time ago. But that's another, you know, this building, one of the problems they may have is that this building doesn't really lend itself very well. Like, we don't have set aside office space or a room for them that works very well. But if we were to construct a community center and they had some requirements for an office or two that felt more like a clinic, they could do something like a satellite location,
mm-hmm.
and provide some of their more common services that so people don't have to go clear
like
up.
Like maybe
to
Davis Behavioral Health.
Right.
That would be pretty great.
Yeah, or Davis Behavioral or whatever. You know, we'll reach out to the community partners when we build that building so that we can accommodate some services for the public right here in the South Davis County services. So I think there is a lack of that here.
I think it's also just keep. It's worth it for us to keep ringing that bell, just to acknowledge even the geography of our county, where it's a really long rectangle,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and just to say, like, you know, if you have a like they have their vaccination mobile that we've seen at the
mm-hmm.
food truck, and it's like if you have any kind of like mobile services available and you can come like 1 or 2 days a month down here, you can catch people in North Salt Lake and Bountiful and,
yeah.
and a lot of kind of the areas where it can reach a lot more people.
And they've been good participants on the food truck nights
mm-hmm.
and on other nights.
Yeah.
They have come down quite a number of times.
And I don't think that they get a lot of clientele during those events, but I like how you described it. Just keep ringing that bell. Like, this is still available. It's available. It's available. I think that's important. Okay, so Jeff will follow up on that one.
Yep.
Great. Promote one kind act a day and become a community of kindness. We did it.
Successfully did it.
Yeah.
It was fun. We're still doing some things. I actually was out of Foxborough this last week with the teachers. And still we're I don't know, what's the charter school?
Wasatch.
Wasatch Peak, yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're starting pretty soon with an initiative. They're really awesome with a lot of things they do. And so there's still a lot of work going on with the schools. But yeah, the city certified did it. I know there are other organizations like Stand for Kind and others that do kind of citywide events. I don't know if we'd want to look into engaging with them in a future year or something like that as well. I know there was concern about focusing too much on one organization and promoting kindness throughout the community and promoting community through the community as well. And so there's other organizations we could collaborate and coordinate with as well for more of those in the future.
What would you recommend?
We could rewrite this goal for to say something like what you just said, which is to look for additional partners, to have community events.
Yeah. Just continue, continue doing what we can to promote community in the community. That's something I liked about this when we get to it in the notes.
So keep that on our 2025 list?
Yeah.
Great.
So what do you mean by promote community? Like, what would that look like?
I think some of the ideas for the Unity in the Community event are good, and promoting, maybe coordinating with some of the other committees to recommend activities, things where people can come together, where they can feel connected, things like that. Just whatever we can do, whatever we can do to help people feel less isolated and more part of the community. That's really good for our health.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yep. One thing I think we should do is this: go through all these goals tonight, but then for our February meeting, have them updated, and then we can come back, and if we decide, you know, we want to narrow this down, we can still make those changes and then have them kind of finalized in February.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think this has to be the final
decision. I'm not sure
decision.
I've written this the right way from what you just said, Mason, but that's what I wrote. Continue to promote unity and community and other events that promote kindness. I'm
yeah.
not sure that's exactly. Anyway, I like what you said because this will be a draft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can change it.
And you have access to it. You can go change it if you
that's
want
true.
To.
Yeah, one
right.
thing with it, too, I mean, when I first started, I thought this was what we were working on. It took me a while to realize, you know, that I could come up with goals and things we could do, too. And so any and all ideas are welcome and needed for anything that we could add to it. You know?
Everyone have that in mind as we get to the end. Then we'll have what else and share those,
yeah.
please.
Or keep it in mind for, think about it through the month, too, and add it
mm-hmm.
in February. Yeah.
Okay, next one. Potentially remove the category from the committee's oversight. Emergency preparedness. Oh, okay. On the tap. Yeah, okay. Go
so
ahead.
We do need to have more discussion at the city council level.
Yeah.
We've opened a dialogue on fire preparedness this
yeah.
week amongst ourselves.
Oof, yeah,
so
that's relevant.
Yeah,
it seems to me that the city does need to put a bit of a change from what I recommended later last year. But it seems like this needs its own effort outside of health and wellness.
Okay.
And maybe
or emergency preparedness or fire?
Emergency preparedness as a category
that's
needs
kind of
to be
its own
kind
thing.
Of its own thing, which the council debated in 2021 whether to include it or not.
Yeah.
And they included it, but one of the council members voted against that too, if you remember.
It wasn't me.
Oh, it wasn't me. It was before you.
It was before me, yeah.
So
just before, like
right
3 months
before.
Yeah.
So anyway, this really, I think, does need its own.
And one thing we've found over the years is that the scope of the health and wellness resolution is so broad, and emergency preparedness can be its own thing. It's just so big
sure.
that we kind of put that aside and focused on other bits. And another piece of that was that so much of emergency preparedness is very institutionalized, where the city is running and operating and connecting a lot of those resources, that we weren't sure what the citizen committee's job would be. But I agree. I think there should be something. I'm not sure it belongs here. Or if it does, this group needs to put much more targeted energy towards that.
Yeah, and I think we just need to have more discussion at the city council level, which I think we're going to have coming up.
Because
soon.
Of the fires? Can I say there was that meeting up at the clubhouse about the fires, and they talked about insurance. And who was the gal who was speaking at that? Who was she from? Where was she from? I can't remember.
She was from the state of Utah.
State, okay.
And I think the Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands.
Okay, because she was talking about insurance, and she said something about, like, our home fire insurance didn't cover wildfires. I may have this wrong, but that's what I remember. And then I heard it, and then a neighbor of mine heard it, and then I told my mom, and she called her insurance and said, no, that's not true. And then I think my husband called. Anyway, there was some miscommunication given out, and I think that especially with what we've seen in California, we really should have, it would be great if some clarification was sent out, and people probably are going to pay more attention to that information than they would have even back a couple months ago. But I remember hearing it, and I checked with my neighbor. She heard the same thing. But when we checked into it, it wasn't what we were being told by the insurance companies.
Have you guys checked into your policies? Are you guys covered by wildfire?
I want to say that I think my husband and my mom both checked and said that we are. But right now, this very minute, I can't tell you that's for sure 100%. But there was confusion.
Yeah.
And I remember her number was really low. She said, if you don't have it, a separate fire insurance policy, then the number that the state will cover you is incredibly low. It just would be great to get some clarification for people, especially with what's just happened.
Okay.
Even if people had a number they could call or something.
Yeah, there is a state insurance office that maybe could answer that question.
Okay, next topic is social media newsletter. Potentially create... Oh.
I'm just going to... I did something that blew that comment away, so I have to rewrite it.
Okay. Remove this category from the committee's oversight. Okay. Yep, got it.
What's the next one?
The next one says potentially create a category for items related to CERT training and emergency preparedness in the city's social media or newsletter. And I think
that would go with this.
Well, I think we did that as far as last year's goals. I think we did that. I know that Linda posted about that many times, and I think that that would go moving forward with the newsletter content. Right? Is that what you were going to say? Okay. So I think that for now, I think should stay in there. And the next one, 3 times per year, prepare a newsletter, social media spotlight on an outdoor amenity with corresponding health and wellness activities or scheduled events, which I know you helped with last year.
Which could be wrapped into the newsletter idea.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This one was kind of helping promote the trail series. I would just wrap in with the newsletter and share about those events then.
Yeah. Next one, promote the wellness survey by the Utah State University and share results with City Council and all residents. We did that, and I think we can take that off for this year. The Health and Wellness Survey is scheduled to go every 2 or 3 years, and so this is the off year, so we should revisit that again next year. But as far as we're concerned, we've done this, although I would recommend for the newsletter that content and that feedback could be an article that's written, like, in our city, did you know? This is what people are saying.
For sure.
That's a good idea.
Next, explore health in all policies, in all city ordinances, plans, and policies. I think this is in the works. It's part of the conversation with the new city general plan that's being developed right now. I feel really excited and proud of that. So I think we should keep that on here, and we can keep reporting back.
What was that one again? I'm sorry, I can't read it from here.
Explore health in all policies, in all city ordinances, plans, and policies. It was an idea to have, you know, as we're making these policies to keep, you know, health in mind to what we're doing. So health in all policies.
So for staff in the city, as they're working on different projects, they have kind of a task list of, you know, is this ADA compliant? Is this, and whatever is their task list to think of, one of those is, how does this affect the health of cities, of citizens in the city? And then they'll think about, oh, we need to make sure that it's walkable, or we need to think about speed limits or crosswalks or something like that. And really, city staff are doing that anyway. It just formalizes that process. So what's happening right now is the city is consulting with an external firm to help create our 10-year general plan. And part of that general plan will include a section that, I don't know what they'll call it, but like a health and all section where it'll say, like, we make our decisions with focus on improving health for our citizens. This might look like these kinds of things. So
is it typically around exercise?
Physical health as well as mental health. It's both.
I think the other emphasis we talked about at City Council was as we look at properties that develop or redevelop, mm-hmm. That we think through connections to trails, sidewalks that are wide enough for people to walk. Active transportation mm-hmm. is one that we talked a lot about. So just including more of those sorts of features in our development.
But more of it. Overall community versus just homes.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. And the general plan will reflect some goals and policy statements about that, even some strategies to do it. So
I love that.
Okay. Well,
All right. Next, work with other committee and boards for the creation of events such as the food drives and support of existing food pantries. I think we've done a good job of this last year. There were multiple times that we connected and helped both with food drives. And I think we should continue. I don't see any reason why we don't keep doing that as an ongoing task. Is there any?
Do we want to, maybe not today, maybe when Sam's here too, reassign, now there's so many more committees.
Yeah.
Who's connected with those at least once a year?
Yeah. We'll need to, because there are some that are old assignments.
Okay.
That's a couple down.
Oh, that's down. Okay.
So So the next one here is for on food and housing access, explore resources and plans to address homelessness and housing stability. I like this as a goal very much. I think for this year, a goal that I would like to add is to participate in the point in place count. Is that the PIP count? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah.
Point in place?
They already closed down the
registration?
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
A while ago, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if they got
to Wendy, though.
As many volunteers as they needed. That would be amazing.
Maybe. They closed it down really quick because I tried to sign up a couple weeks after it was closed. And
okay.
Wendy reached out to them and said she'd let me know if they opened it up again.
So what is that?
It's like there's like a night in January where they choose and you volunteer for an hour or two. To walk a section of the city.
Do you go late at night, like 11 p.m.?
Yeah.
Just kind of keep making
it. And they do it statewide on the same night. And I think it's one thing we've talked about. Yeah. Well, and which is very inconvenient, but it's also to get at the point of, like, these are some of our most vulnerable community members that, ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. So it's not for safety of the neighborhood. It's to help homeless.
It's to identify how many people are there out on the street
right.
on a night in January.
Right. Yeah,
what's our freezing? Mm-hmm. What's our actual count of how many of our citizens are really in this situation? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the goals would be participating in the PIP count, but maybe we'll just report back on the PIP count if I also haven't registered. So we had talked previously about doing pantry packs and hygiene kits, uh-huh. Which I think is on our agenda later on. We can talk about that again, but I like that idea as maybe one of the goals here. And we had talked in City Council about kind of a resource online that just lists what we are doing to kind of be aware and proactive about this issue in the conversations of whether a homeless shelter would be placed in the city. A lot of what I spoke of was that in this committee, we've been proactively talking about how we would like to be supportive and proactive instead of corrective when there already is a problem and now we're helping people, but rather proactive to prevent people from falling into homelessness. And I would just love to kind of have a document that shows, like, this is what we're doing. We're doing the PIP counts. We're doing hygiene kits. We're conversations that we're having about housing affordability. And I think that we should keep that if everyone feels okay about that.
Does the city's partnership with Center for Hope kind of fall into this too?
It's absolutely a resource that's available to prevent people from falling into homelessness. Yeah, absolutely. And I hope that kind of the document that we would have, say, like, these are the kinds of things that we've supported to help be preventive, and it includes access to food. A lot of the criticism, let me rephrase that. The city has received some criticism, as do most cities who complain that they don't want a homeless shelter in their city, that it's not in my neighborhood, it's not in my neighborhood. And I think that that's a valid critique, and I also think there are valid reasons to not pick a particular neighborhood. And I appreciate having a wider scope of saying, but this is what we are doing, because we know that it's in our neighborhood, and this is what we want to do to be helpful about that.
Didn't we also talk about the hygiene cuts, but we can talk about that.
Yeah, we will talk about that. Okay, we're almost at the end. Next, on addiction, create a resource document with links to be placed on the city's website related to addiction recovery resources, as well as including addiction recovery resources at the Night Out Against Crime event. I think our efforts to create any resource lists should be deferred to the county resource list. Both this one, as well as the Davis for Health community group is launching a website right now called Davis Links that is that resource list online for the entire county. And I think rather than trying to create our own for the city, we should connect to the county list. And if we want to, and we probably should include that like on the city website and our social media, but I think we should fund and add to the county list rather than creating our own list.
100%.
So yes, keep that in there, but shift the creation of any document to the kind of sharing of the county document, like Davis Links website.
I agree.
I will ask ISA, Okay, ISA, to add all of the committee members' emails to the Davis for Health Committee emails, but I do know that their January meeting, which is January 28th, they meet once per month for the entire year, they are talking about the Davis Links website, and they're doing that for the February meeting as well. That's all they're talking about. So if any of you are available or interested to attend that meeting, that would be helpful to share what you know from South Davis County, as well as to report back to us this is what they're doing.
28th?
Yeah. And I'll send an email out with the dates to the whole group.
Is that new for them to meet every single month?
I don't know. I only became aware of the committee in like November. Okay. And then in the email that I got today, it listed out the meetings for the entire year.
So I saw, we'll get to it next.
Okay, just three more, I think. Next, under personal wellness, coordinate with other city committees or boards to solicit feedback on health and wellness needs in the city and share recommendations and follow up with those committees and boards. So this is where we need new assignments. So that assignment, Yemi, you're, and no, Jeff, you haven't been assigned to another committee yet, right? Hmm. So the whole job is to connect to other committees within the city at least once per year and to say, hey, I'm on the health and wellness committee. From the trails committee or from the events committee or from the youth council, what health and wellness issues do you think the city has? And then you just bring those back to this committee. So to the youth council, what is like really relevant for you guys? Or to the golf committee, like what do you wish you saw in the city that we don't see? So if you want, I think we could make the assignments right now.
Sure.
We have Janet was over senior lunch bunch and Chase was over youth city council. And so those two need to be replaced. And we have Yemi and Jeff. And Sam, potentially.
Have we added more now? There's the parks, there's the trails.
There should be the trails committee, which should take away the parks one. So you, if you're connecting there, you would be with trails now.
Okay.
And then there's events is added on there.
Yeah.
The senior lunch, there's a group that handles senior lunch bunch, and we would meet with that group.
It's not a group. It's really Wendy with the city. And then there's a man named Conrad, who is kind of the coordinator. He's a citizen coordinator. So you would just probably attend once,
so
at least per year.
Can I make a suggestion on this senior lunch bunch? They have about 15 or 20 minutes every time they meet where they have a presentation on something relevant to seniors. And I think a good way, Janet was there all the time because her mother was part mm-hmm. of the senior lunch group. But I think a good thing for us to do might be to have one of us, like Mason, who's the chair, or maybe if you want city staff to support, but we take that 15 or 20 minutes and we make a presentation to that entire group about the health and wellness committee. what we're doing, what we care about, what our goals are, and just do a brief presentation, and then let them ask questions, because they always ask questions. I do a presentation every year on the state of the city, on major projects, on taxes, and they always have questions about tax issues and how much it costs to have fire service and other things and police. And
I wouldn't mind doing that. If I don't know if I've been on the committee long enough to answer a lot of questions,
yeah.
So maybe, I mean, I would be happy to maybe give the presentation, but if you wanted to maybe join and answer questions if I'm stymied,
that'd
be fine.
Can we coordinate that to be kind of close to when we, because I know we have to make a presentation to the city council too.
Yeah.
So we could kind of, as we're summarizing,
sure.
We have something prepared.
I'll reach out to them.
That's a good idea.
See if that time frame would work, like a March time frame.
Cool.
Where do they meet?
They're just here in the council room. They're having lunch over here in the council chambers.
It's
yeah.
a midday meeting.
Yeah,
that's
noon.
Fine. I could make an appointment.
It's
okay.
noon,
can,
and they have
yes,
lunch, and
enough.
They
okay.
they do a 15 or 20 minute presentation, then they play bingo, and they
I,
have
I'm in.
Bingo.
It's really fun, actually. So
that's
and
yeah.
how, it's monthly.
Monthly.
It is a nice place
it's
to be.
It's about 60. There's about 60 or so elderly people that come for lunch.
Wow.
Once
that's,
a month.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's really
I'm
a
happy
great
to help out, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've
I could be
gone previously,
but
and
Craig,
we
no,
invited.
Craig and I can
no, but
be
I'd bring
there
her.
To support.
I would have her.
I mean,
yeah.
we can be there, too, to answer questions. We can all just text.
So you're saying just do that one time?
Just once.
Once per year. And we went previously and we invited the county and the county came and spoke about county resources, which I think was helpful. They talked about Meals on Wheels and the senior centers, which we don't have one in North Salt Lake, but they're South Davis Senior Centers in Bountiful. So just kind of awareness of those things. But then you would say, hey, what do you want us to know? What do you want us to pay attention to? And last year they talked about cracks in the sidewalk so that we're not at a fall hazard when we're walking and stuff like that, that I think is helpful to then you bring back and say, hey, this mattered. Maybe we then pass it on to the Trails Committee for active transportation, but it's just, this committee has such a risk of overlapping with the other committees
mm-hmm.
that the goal of having this kind of liaison was to do that kind of overlap without stepping on people's toes, hopefully. So that's the assignment. So if you are Senior Lunch Bunch, then Youth City Council would be the other one, either I think Yemi or Sam.
Yemi, are you interested in working with the youth?
Yeah, sure. I'd be that. I'll volunteer wherever. Just, you know, sign me up.
Perfect. So the way I think that would work is you'll go attend their meeting at least once per year. They actually meet every week.
Yeah.
So you've got lots of options. And tell them what
52.
We do. It's like a 15-minute, tell them what we do, and then ask them, like, what is relevant for you as a teen in the city? What do you wish the city had better resources for health and wellness?
Yeah.
I think it would be really interesting.
And where can I get their schedule? Is it online?
It is online. We can send information to you.
Okay.
They meet the first every Tuesday, actually. So, I don't know, I think it's four. They meet four or five Tuesdays.
It's a pretty strict time.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's great. All right, next then, combine a committee activity with the city's night out against crime. So that previously was our wellness fair. And then the last one is the unity in the community events. And this, I think, is a conversation that we should have. Maybe Ken sounds in. Given that we have the new events committee, are these the wellness fair and the unity in the community events, will those still stay kind of in our purview, or will those go over to the events committee?
I think that just depends on how you want to do it. We could put them in the events committee. Now's the time to do it if we're going to. It makes sense to me that they're in there.
Yeah, that makes sense to me as well.
Although, I mean, there's some overlap, obviously. If we're talking about unity in the community, that really goes to some of what we've been talking about in
yeah.
this committee.
The One Kind Act a Day and the wellness survey definitely identified that
yeah.
desire for community engagement.
I kind of like it in the events committee myself.
That works for
I
me.
I kind of lean towards that.
Is there other feedback or?
Did we, on the previous one, did we have someone for the events committee? Did we put that?
Oh, no, we don't. That's new. So that's Sam.
And then again, like with the trails kind of thing, it could be something they have ownership of that we're happy to help, you know, show up at and support and do what we can.
Yeah.
It's not something that lives here.
And maybe as a committee, we could look to, if there is one event in the city that you really love, you would volunteer on the subcommittee of that, like maybe for the Juneteenth or the Latino night or the Pride night, that we then say, hey, I'm on health and wellness, this is going over to events, but I would love to help with that one event. That one event I'd like to be on the committee. Now, we should also, well, first of all, does that feel like a decision universally if we're taking event, if we're putting that, those events over to the events committee?
I think it makes sense because if they're taking parks, trails, arts, and recreation and splitting that into groups, that means I feel like the events committee can take on, and if there's people that do events and they're now, they don't have to worry about trails or parks, they can take on another activity or two.
When we talked about those committees, we suggested that they could go to that committee,
mm-hmm.
those events. I mean, who did you say you wanted on the
Sam.
Events? Oh, Sam.
Does that sound okay?
I think that's fine, yeah.
Okay, potentially the health fair might be different because it does fall really closely with our
yeah.
goals. What do you think?
I agree.
So keep it here?
I would think so.
Okay.
Or at least have it be a very close connection.
Yeah. A close collaboration with them.
Yeah.
And we might have the knowledge and resources already kind of in our wheelhouse for.
And that's already scheduled, not on a it looks like this year it's not on a food truck night. It's on Thursday, August 7th.
Oh, the night out against crime?
Uh huh.
Is that Thursday?
Yeah, that's what's on this.
Yeah.
Okay. Will
yeah,
you?
And it typically hasn't been combined with food truck day.
Oh, okay. I didn't remember that.
Yeah, because they do hot dogs.
There's not room.
Oh, that's
for,
right.
There's not room for the food trucks to come in with all the other stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So Janet really coordinated for our committee the wellness.
She had a list of entities that she contacted and said, here's when we're having it, do you want to have a booth? And so I can reach out to her, and she, I think she'd sent me the link in an email as well.
Right.
So
that'd be great.
Would it be a good idea to ask her to serve on the subcommittee for that?
The
event?
Health fair?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, she,
excellent idea.
She did
so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah. I don't want to drag her back in unless she's out.
You could ask and just,
she
I think she'd be
no,
honest.
It won't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she'd be honest.
Yeah.
She's great.
And she'd do a really good job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she kept saying it was not too much work, that piece.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she, yeah. Do you want to reach out to her and ask?
Yeah, I'll ask her.
It's a great idea. Okay. So that is the end of our, well, there were two more goals that we completed last year, hosting two classes per year in conjunction with Communities That Care. Yeah, and those are just listed down at the bottom of our document. So after going through that whole list, now is the time, I think, to you can add.
I have her Google Doc, yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, wow.
Perfect.
Great.
The what?
She did send it to,
oh.
Janet sent her Google Doc with the information about the wellness fair.
So we'll try and put these in the categories. These categories come out of the
resolution.
Enabling resolution, so as you have goals, we'll do that.
So other topics on health and wellness that we have not covered that we could add to our 2025 goals? Anything from our citizen? Feedback?
It over. Yeah. You've got a lot of
it's a lot of stuff.
Really awesome things. Yeah.
Do you
want to
put the
quarterly
newsletter on here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We should
mm-hmm.
add that.
Because
I definitely should.
One thing we've talked about just a little bit at City Council, and this might be premature, Ken, so you can let me know, is investigating the development of a city app. And that app could include something like what Strava is doing. And I'm not sure what the scope of that would look like, One of the conversations we had was it would include all the little libraries across the city, so you could like pull that up and then see where all the little free libraries are. Do you know what those are? The little free libraries in front of people's houses.
Are they the like the books?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you could pull that up and see those all throughout the city. You could see all the trails throughout the city. You could see the calendar of events in the city. So, but I don't. Would it be premature to put anything about investigating an app in our goals for 2025, Ken?
It's probably premature.
Okay.
Since we're not.
That's really cool.
Yeah, isn't that a cool idea?
It is. It's a great idea.
Yeah, and I imagine there are, just like with the city website, there's got to be template apps for cities that we could find and maybe personalize, customize in some way.
But that's really fun.
Yeah, I think that would be. As we're talking about the newsletter, we often, for a city, get the feedback of, like, we had no idea that you did these events, we had no idea that there was a trail over here or a park up there. And I understand that, but the city is utilizing their communication channels, like the newsletter, Facebook, social media, email, their website, and with all of those channels, we're still not reaching a big portion of residents. And the app won't reach everyone either, but I feel like that has a potential to open up a whole category of, like, I don't log onto the city website and look for the newsletters or something like that almost ever. I do get emails, and then I will click on emails, but we're just not hitting everybody in all the channels. Even though we're doing all the channels, we're still not hitting everybody.
I think that I get my, what I notice the very most are the signs. Mm-hmm. They're out.
Those are nice.
Yeah, like at the clubhouse. I watch those and notice. I take note of what's on those signs. Where I'm not even great about emails.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that when it comes to anything online, there's so much stuff that's grabbing your attention that's flashier, and you don't have to read as much. It's just right there. It's always going to be a challenge online.
And then based on your algorithm, it might not even pop up for you ever. Mm-hmm. And then based on the minute it does, it might not be the minute that you have a second to click on the, like, nope, sorry, I need to keep scrolling.
And then using it on to, like, entertain yourself and not educate yourself. You know what I mean? The purpose for getting on a lot of those things are not for education. A lot of times they're more for entertainment. So that's hard. That's a challenge. It's just, that's a challenge.
Is it worth going old school? I don't attend any religious things at all, but is it worth going old school and maybe just having flyers printed of, like, you know, like the event calendar or, and maybe the event calendar include health and wellness events and other things, and maybe have that as a flyer that we provide to local religious places where they can put it on their bulletin board, or we give it to schools and maybe the school has a bulletin board and just where students and churchgoers can just see a flyer on a bulletin board, and maybe at Lee's, like, there's a bulletin board at Lee's in Foxborough.
I was going to say, I'm 38 and I look at the Lee's bulletin board every time I'm there. I'm like, hey, what's happening in the community? So I'm somewhere in the middle, right? Like, I like Instagram. I appreciate, you know, following the app. Like, okay. But I also like those hard copy right there, somewhere I frequent that I'm going to see it. So
I look at stuff that comes. I'll look at something that comes in the mail.
The newsletter.
Which is old school. And I will look at the newspaper, the local journal.
Davis County.
I was there. I actually looked at it today. Mm-hmm. And, there's something about your head's in a different space when you're online than when you're looking at a hard copy or you're seeing a sign as you drive by. You're just in a different headspace, in my opinion.
Because you're constantly moving on to the next thing and you're constantly scrolling.
You just to me, I'm just more entertainment focused when I'm, you know, I'm there to some escapism where I'm not there to pull out my calendar and start putting things on the calendar. You know, it's just I'm just in a different mindset.
Yeah.
You know, so hard copies. If I get a hard copy, then I can put it in a folder, and when I'm calendaring, I can pull it out in calendar. Where I'm not going to go online and go find something to calendar that I saw the day before on social media. So that's just my thought process. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people are like me, but
it makes a lot of sense. Those are good points. We could do it once a year.
Yeah.
We could do a mailer.
See, I would take the mailer and I would put it with my stuff and I would enter stuff in. when I was calendaring.
I do that, actually. Yeah. That's what I did with this when I got it.
It's pretty costly to do it often. I mean, it's about $6,000 or $7,000 to send a mailer to every resident. So
couldn't do it all the time,
but once a year.
We could do once a year from this committee.
And we could. I love the idea of printing it out and then just distributing it to community locations around
that
the city.
That also happens with the newsletter. It gets printed out. It's probably not showing up on the Lee's bulletin.
Does it get mailed to Lee's or taken? So, but that also I think would be like a once a year. Like I like the idea of delivering it to churches too, because I know they have bulletin boards.
Idea. Other community things like that.
Mm-hmm. Dance.
Yeah.
Studios.
Places, yeah.
I actually get a lot of my information about the city from Facebook, but I think it's my algorithm because I'm on a lot of city Facebook.
You're dialed in.
Like
you probably like Alpine, every North Salt Lake.
Just out of pure curiosity, when you see stuff, do you stop in Callagher when you see it on Facebook?
Sometimes, yeah, or I'll comment. I noticed that there was just a notification for, what is it, the Circle Security Parenting class, and I put on my
painting
calendar.
Class.
Okay,
what? Parenting.
Oh,
parenting. Circle Security Parenting.
Cool.
An eight-week course with Dave's behavioral health.
It's an excellent class. Are you going to do it? You should do it.
I thought about it. I asked the question, "What day is it on?" And apparently, it was in the image. I didn't see it, so it's on Wednesday nights. So I gotta find out if I.
It's a different behavior than mine. Yeah.
But I think it's because of my algorithm, because I look at it a lot with this stuff. Otherwise, I don't know how much it would pop up. So
but also, Facebook
isn't
entertainment. Facebook's a chore, so.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
I am like you, though. I don't calendar usually. I will do it intentionally, like one time, like at the beginning of the year. And then it will pop up and it will be like, oh, is that next week? Okay, I got to go put it on there, but it doesn't like spark me to get in my calendar. No.
My energy level is not the same when I'm looking at it. Yeah.
I'll do a screenshot sometimes, but like, that's
my
early
problem. Yeah, if anything, I would screenshot it. Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
All right, anything else to add to the 2025 goals conversation?
Not today.
Okay, probably we put it on hold then till February. Everyone has access to this. Bring it back, but our goal in February would be to finalize this list.
And I'm not wordsmithing. I didn't wordsmith this tonight, so clean it up the way you think it ought to read better, if you want. And between now and the next meeting, we should look at the staff assignments and the estimated timelines and make notes if we have things to say about this. I just really stayed in this goals and activities column and didn't do much else.
It might be helpful to create a new tab that's 2025.
Yeah, we will.
So we don't lose the 2024 goals when we edit out the new ones.
We'll fix that all up.
It was helpful that you sent out all these old, I hadn't seen the resolution from before. And I liked how, there was the idea for us to review research and programs and create feasible, relevant strategy recommendations. I liked having it spelled out like that. Because like I said, when I started, I was like, this is what we're doing. I didn't know how to bring forward new ideas. I could just talk to Wendy and say, I'd like to talk about this next time. So please cogitate on what we can add. Ken's really good at telling you if you come up with an idea that's illegal, we shouldn't do it. And it happened once.
Oh, now I'm curious.
It was just about texting or something. I think that's all it was.
I can bend the rules.
any good ideas for February, please.
Thank you.
All right, what's next?
Let's see.
The Davis County's Community Health Improvement Plan.
Okay, so that's that.
Oh, wait, no, I skipped like four things.
Okay. Update on pantry packs. The update I would look for is from you, Chief. One thing we had talked about is potentially having packs that are created from the community and then given to police officers, who I think are usually the point of contact with anyone in the city that's unhoused. Is that something that would be helpful or worthwhile to have like in the trunk of a patrol car?
Sure.
Anything included in them, or is there a specific list
of? We could look at that. I'm sure there's some models out there somewhere, but I would be happy to.
Will you? I know that the Foxborough HOA is very interested in running a donation drive to do those, and then I think it would be great to make that broader for the whole city.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Okay.
Would it be something that we could also provide kits to schools, or should they? I think there's the resources for us. There's some resources for schools, but is that something that we could be mindful of as well?
Yeah, I think depends on what the content is. I think that the schools have a really good partnership with the Bountiful Food Bank,
okay.
where for food, they get pantry packs every single week for an identified group of students who get food to take home for the weekend. If it is blankets or hygiene kits or something in addition to that, I don't think there's probably a good resource there at the schools, okay. and that might be a great idea.
So maybe we do like hygiene packs then, and yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could it be a project that the schools pack?
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe the schools run the donation drive internally.
Yeah.
And I think that would be fine.
They have it set up at lunch or something, and they pack kits or something like that.
Yeah.
Or even the...
Let me make sure that we're talking in the same way. Are you saying kits that would be utilized for children at the school and that the kids at the school take them home? Because I think you're saying kids at the school are donating and...
Making them,
and
yeah.
Are we
going to the police? I'm thinking of us having kits that we give to the schools to make available, like hygiene kits for... students who need hygiene products and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like if we have kits made up for police officers to distribute to the unhoused, mm-hmm. we could also then make sure some go to school so that they're available.
So I worked for Granite School District for a couple of years, and I know their education foundation is huge. I don't know how it is in comparison to Davis's. So they did that. Like they provided.
So they already,
that was Granite. I don't know if it's happening in Davis.
Yeah, Davis does that too. In the high schools, they have all kinds of facilities, even sleeping facilities sometimes.
Okay, so we don't need to include the schools then?
I don't know that we don't need to.
I think that's a good suggestion and something for us to consider. Maybe we get it going and see how many we collect and how many are utilized by the police officers, and then say, could we expand this? Because the Davis Education Foundation, which is not as extensive as Granite is like the goals.
Okay.
They do have these, I don't remember what they're called, care centers in the high schools. But Woods Cross has one. And
I can't remember what they're called either.
So they serve largely high school students, honestly. And other ages of students can go there, but they have to go there. And if you're in elementary school, I don't think you go to the high school to get resources. So there is, I think, space for us to serve, especially in our school or our city that has no high school, our elementary schools. I think that's a great idea. But maybe get the project going and then see how
it expands. Yeah, we could also, if we have the kits and we kind of have them, we could let the schools know, we have these available, would you like some, and see what the feedback is from them.
And maybe we let the police officers deliver them.
Yeah, and I don't think we're talking hundreds of kits even for our department. We'd probably be in the... a few dozen.
Really?
Yeah.
For like a year? Or like for every 3 months? Or?
Well, it's usually the same people that we encounter.
Mm.
And so, I guess we could, depending on what the extent of the kit is, give them another one or something like that. Usually our hope is when we encounter them to get them resources to a shelter that's closer. We have very few long-term campers that won't go to a shelter. There's a couple we know of, and they refuse to go to the shelters because they're afraid of them. They're afraid of what's happened to them in the past. And so they choose to kind of transition around Southwest Davis County. But for the most part, we don't really encounter new people every week or every month.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if we said we're shooting for like 50 packs,
50 would be great.
To get started. And then along those lines, with the county plan, with Blue Code plan, mm-hmm. which is the busing people to different sites. Is there any help that you would need potentially from a citizen committee to help during those months?
Right now, we're just doing it ourselves. The bus route is really great for when we encounter them, because it's like a bus stop. There's set times and the bus leaves. Mm. And from my understanding, there's only been one or two people that are even taking advantage.
It's not been very busy.
Bus route, but we would treat it a lot like our Davis County Receiving Center. The Davis Behavioral operates, and that is, Kaysville really isn't that far. Main Street and Lane isn't really much farther, and those are the two primary Code Blue overnight sites. And so I've just instructed the officers, if manpower allows, just take them up there yourself. If we've only got two officers, we would probably call the sheriff's office and see if they've got somebody that could help transport, because they do support those county warnings mm-hmm. with security and things like that. But honestly, we have not run into that problem yet.
Okay. Great. Okay, that was, so if you'll come up with kind of a list of what would be ideal in those,
yep.
And then I will connect that back to the group that wants to start maybe collecting.
Do you have any guidelines? I mean, like a backpack size thing that we could get them, like a backpack that would have like blanket.
Would that be ideal?
I mean, yeah, and you can get backpacks at some of these overstocked places for almost next to nothing.
Yeah, so a backpack and then
okay,
what would
so
be in it?
Okay, maybe something about a backpack size.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that there was a lot of energy around this, and there, if we're only looking to do 50, I think we could fill that up pretty quick. And then if we do extra, we can spread them out to the schools, and I think that's the right place to do that.
So okay. Foxborough, there's the neighborhood wants to pack those in?
The HOA was really interested, but I think we should open it up to more than just the HOA. The HOA is only about half of Foxborough, so at least all of Foxborough, and then potentially all of the city, if depending.
And the youth council. Mm-hmm. I know they're looking for activities every single week, so.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Teen centers is what you're thinking.
Teen centers, that's what it is.
I have to look it up too, I know, like, what is it? Yeah.
They're very, very cool. You should look them up. The Davis County teen centers are very cool. They have, like, laundry facilities, clothing, and overnight care. So if you're a teen and don't know where you're going to stay that night, you can stay at the teen center, which are housed in the high schools.
Yeah. It's Cross House one.
Yeah.
And it would be a good idea, like, if we have Foxborough HOA or excuse me, groups that are helping with drives to gather things for hygiene packs, and we have a surplus of, you know, like feminine hygiene products, we could take those to the centers and have it, so that, you know, we can give them things that don't necessarily have to be in a hygiene pack, but just that can be used at their own place.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
Okay. Unity in the community schedule. Well, I'll tell you what the schedule is, but I think this is getting moved over to events. currently on the schedule, the city's Pride event is scheduled for June 2nd, Monday, June 2nd. The Unity in the Community Juneteenth event is Monday, June 16th. And the Unity in the Community Latino Heritage is September 22nd. And then just as a heads up, I am going to recommend to the events committee, I would have done it here if we were keeping these. There's a vendor food trucks night on August 4th, and I'm going to recommend that that's a back to school night, and we invite like a booth from all of the city schools to just come, and people can meet the principal, they can get a
sticker.
Mueller Park Panther sticker or something, and just, I'm going to, so I will bring that up with the events committee.
That's a great idea.
Oh, and then for us, I guess, put on your calendar, Thursday, August 7th is the health fair.
So, with those like reaching out events, Foxborough's been doing community movie nights.
Mm-hmm.
They have like four of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's fun.
Where is that? I live in Foxborough.
At the elementary school.
They do it in the gym. They project it on the screen.
I don't think it's advertised outside of parents of the school, though.
Oh, really?
Are they intending it to be the community and not just parents of the students?
I thought so, but I could be wrong.
I haven't seen it advertised anywhere except for internal communication at the school.
That may be because they don't know how to advertise it. Or have
it might be.
Other avenues to advertise
it. Might be, yeah.
Because I know it's supposed to be a community night opening up for people to come, but we might want to clarify that with them. That was just my understanding.
I have seen the advertising, but it's all been in like school emails. So.
Well, I could be wrong then. Okay.
All right.
Point in time count?
Well, it sounds like we can't sign up. I was going to do another pitch to get everyone to sign up, but it sounds like we can't. And maybe you're going to be our rep if you get in.
Yeah, I can ask Wendy again.
If like, we volunteer and get in,
we could probably go together.
Under the table and just
show up together.
Like, that's true.
Try and stop me, you know?
Yeah. And I think actually traveling in groups is probably, I mean, I'm sure they won't let you go alone. You'll have to go in groups of two, but groups of four might be even better.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, so let us know if you do.
And okay.
All right, discussion and review of the community health improvement plan. You share whatever you want to share about looking over this, but let me just make sure I shared everything I wanted to about the Davis for Health committee. So I'm going to ask that all of your emails get included on the Davis for Health emails. I told you about the Davis Links website that is see, coming up. And then other events that are coming up with Davis for Health, their next community event, they're calling it their annual celebration, is on Thursday, February 27th. I'm sure once you get added to the email list, you'll get more information about this, but just as a heads up, it is an educational event, and they're talking about resilience and connection. Their goal for this year as a committee is connection. Mm-hmm. And so they have speakers coming in who are going to talk about resilience and connection in community.
So how do we sign up for the emails?
I will email her and say, please add these people's, these, and I'll just use the email that you have with this committee. Is that okay? So that is coming up. They have their steering committee meeting, and I think you probably saw this. Their big steering committee meeting, which would be the quarterly meeting, is April 24th, which all of us would be invited to attend. And then let me just see. There's this smaller... I did request from ISA a copy of this document for everyone, and she said she tried to stop by on a Friday to deliver it and didn't realize that it would be closed here, but she'll get one here, and we'll get one of those to everyone.
Thanks for doing that.
I don't know where I saw that, but there was an email that had, oh, there it is. So there, the forums, like the smaller group that I think is meeting once a month, that might not be the whole committee that is quarterly. So their January and February meetings are about that Davis Providers Directory. And then in March, they'll talk about guidelines of trauma-informed practice. April is abuse prevention. May is connection. June is fostering inclusive communities for veterans and military families. August is the Davis Links Resource Directory public launch. Okay, so the website is not currently public. September is Connecting the Dots networking event. October is refugee and immigrant assistance. November is support for grief and loss. So they're really great topics. Okay, that's it. That's all that I wanted to say about that, so.
I got this from you, this little book. It's been helpful. Like you said, their motto is connection is key, resilience is the outcome. They have a lot of focuses on social connection. I was a little surprised that their focuses this year. Priority one was improving mental, emotional, and social well-being. Priority two was improving access to resources and services, which goes along with what we do. I was surprised there wasn't any physical priorities, but that might just be for this year. So priority one focuses a lot on social connection. And I was thinking as I was going through this, and it's extensive, and they have a lot of really good ideas, that as we're coming up with goals maybe for February, if you get the chance to kind of get on their website and look through this thing, or if we get, you said they're getting us something more of these books?
They're going to deliver hard copies of those, enough for everyone in the committee.
Okay, yeah. If we go through it, it would make sense to me if some of our goals for the year aligned with some of the goals that the county has for the year.
Yeah.
We don't have to fit everyone, but, you know, that would make sense to me for synergy's sake.
I'm surprised they don't have physical goals either.
Yeah, I was surprised. There wasn't anything about physical health. It was more mental, emotional, and resource connection.
They're so connected.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah, I thought so too. Mm. I did see, so I was thinking the steering committee, I saw that they have that two times a year. I thought we should try to go to those. But these ones they have monthly, ones on the list, I think we should try and make a connection. I like their model. I definitely agree with this. In the not-for-profit world, I see a lot of people being territorial. And then you don't get as much work done as when we're working together. So that's why I thought if we could implement a lot of what they're doing and kind of work in conjunction with what the county's doing, it would just help a lot with what we're doing. So those are some of my thoughts in short. It'd be nice to go to some of their meetings and align some of their goals with ours.
And maybe we keep this on the agenda for next month with the hope that we have copies by then. And then if you see those come in, Ken, if you let me know, I'm happy to deliver them to everyone on the committee. I'll come pick them up and drop them off at your houses.
Cool.
If they get here in time. We'll see. Whenever they
come. Is there a digital link?
No, I asked about that, and that's why she said she'd deliver hard copies, because she said there wasn't a user-friendly digital copy.
Because their website was kind of bare bones, too.
Yeah.
You said, when is the new website come out, you said?
August. Well, but the new website is... a provider's website. It's
It's not their public website.
It's just meant to be a resource list of providers in different categories around the county.
It'd be nice to get a digital version, we could like include a link to in the newsletter mm-hmm. or something like that if they make a user-friendly version someday. Feedback from other committees?
I don't think
anybody's been talking to them during the break.
So we'll just always have that on the agenda, and whenever you talk with your group, you can add in that information.
Sure.
City Council update?
Okay, relevant for this committee is the changes in the committees around the city. So there we have these new, and especially the events committee, I think it changes a lot of what we're doing. I would encourage all of you to volunteer for one subcommittee of one event all year long, whichever is your favorite event in the city. Go volunteer just to help with that one event. The city is continuing to work on their general plan, and like I talked about before, there will be a kind of a nod towards some type of health policy. And in great news, finally, we are starting to work on the Foxborough Wetlands Project, which has been in the works for a really long time, but is scheduled to be completed by the end of this year, right?
Yes.
And it is a revamp of the wetlands walkway. Oh my gosh, you're gonna love it. And that, I think, probably should be part of our newsletter and some like get out and get people walking plans throughout the year. And then that's probably all that's relevant.
When is it gonna be completed?
Probably not till the fall, I would guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it being performed by the Army Corps of Engineers?
That's what I thought I saw.
But we were waiting on them to get the approval.
Yeah,
that's what was holding us back for so long.
Okay.
But they finally sent the approval, and then we have contracted already with a contractor in Utah.
Awarded a bid last
company.
So
yeah.
For the work. Yeah, it'll be great.
But they're going to be raised walkways and across the waterway, and
nice.
It's going to be really... really cool. And then I did talk about we have to also be mindful of something to mitigate the mosquitoes so that people want to be out
yes.
there.
Yes, that is
so there are some conversations about that too.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, so just one thing to add to the council. We do have an annual report
that
we need to make. So I'm looking at calendars right now, but it looks like maybe the last meeting in March.
Okay.
So, but I could probably just work with you on timing of that, and then we'll let everybody know because you may want to attend that meeting when Mason makes a presentation to the council.
That'd be great.
What
is the wetlands? When is that work starting?
So I remember what Janet did last
probably
week.
Like
yeah.
imminently.
Yeah.
We've
it's,
awarded the contract just last week.
We
awarded the contract, so they are.
Okay.
I would say probably.
You know, it's not a ton of work.
They'll get
okay.
started. It'll be right in your backyard.
Yeah, they've already
appreciated
mowed. So.
Oh, you're seeing it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They've already started. They've already mowed in
oh, really?
The wetlands.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, great.
Like in the middle area?
Behind, I'm next to Legacy Trail,
yeah.
okay,
and they've
yeah.
like got that area right next to.
Yeah, they're removing all the invasive species.
Really?
The non-native species. You know, all those all
trees
the
from
Russian olive
yeah.
trees,
yeah.
Phragmites, all that stuff should be removed. And then we'll be planting a whole bunch of areas with native plant materials and wetland trees and stuff.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Apparently, the plants that become tumbleweeds are invasive.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of those over there too. So.
Yeah.
Great.
That'd be nice.
Give us updates as
sure.
you see it going.
There'll be a recognizable street
mm-hmm.
as well, which has been missing.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's there, but you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole thing will be really great.
I'm excited.
That's
all. From City Council.
Committee member business, we're missing.
This is the time that you get to bring up anything on your mind. Yeah, I mean, this will always be on our agenda. So if you have anything you want to bring up that was not on the agenda, this is the free forum to do that. Any topics or concerns?
None. Does it have to be related to like the health and wellness?
Nah.
Or
no,
loosely.
Sure. Open mic, you bet.
Just checking in on, because I think this happened in my neighborhood, and I know something's obviously happening, but I just don't know overall. But, and I saw it on KSL as well, like the recent car thing that happened in North Salt Lake, like the crime spree that happened with the car thefts. Is there obviously, you know, being part of like wellness and all that, I don't know, in terms of, I mean, being a victim of crime is obviously devastating to anyone. And is there like, are there resources for people who are victims of, you know, crimes, and does the city provide resources in that vein, or is it just because from the conversation we are having this evening, I think it's mainly out of maybe just the county level, but does the city have any resources for those who may have been affected by being victims of crimes in the city?
So the state has an Office of Victims of Crime Victims and Restitution that generally only applies to victims of violent crimes, and often it really is limited to health-related expenses. The reimbursement of property is generally falls on the individual's insurance. The city doesn't have any victim resources as far as
Like mental health counseling, social things like of that nature. But yeah, okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Do we have an update on the carjackings?
It is still an active case, and there are some leads that we're still following up right now.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah, we've found some good information so far.
Oh, good. Were the cars recovered?
Yeah.
Both of them? It was two, right?
There was one never, they couldn't get it started because it had been disabled to begin with. They tried to push it away. And the other one we recovered in Salt Lake about a week later.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to not have your car stolen. Make sure it doesn't work.
Yeah, it's actually towed to that person's house, and it started, but as soon as it went into gear, it quit running.
And the gun that was reported that the one person had, was that, do we think that was a real
gun?
Yeah.
We are treating it like it is right now. We haven't recovered it yet, so we don't know.
Oh, okay.
Any other committee members' items? Discussion on agenda and scheduled date for the next meeting. So for the agenda next time, we want to talk about the CHIP plan again, the Davis County's Community Health Improvement Plan, our goals and priorities, and also the newsletter,
and
finalizing that.
Hygiene kits.
Oh yeah, the hygiene kits.
And depending on when the next meeting is, Mason, I'm re-emailing that information to you at least sooner. Are we meeting monthly or quarterly?
Monthly. So it'll be February.
So the next meeting will be February 10th.
Okay.
February 10th.
So I'll have it to you by then.
Okay.
We meet on the second Monday of the month.
Unless canceled, which we have done a few times.
I have a couple kind of working points to go through, so but I can bring those up during the committee member business.
Do you want to talk about them this time, or just wait till next?
No,
time?
Just what we talked about tonight. I just kind of gave myself a couple assignments to do, so
okay.
No,
but I can follow up. I can follow up next time to let you know if I made progress or what feedback I got from whomever I spoke to or didn't get to speak to. So.
The only thing I had committee-wide was on the Google Doc or whatever, or on the Excel sheet now, the second tab, to brainstorm and create ideas for the newsletter. Because if we want to have that go out mid-February, we need to have those finalized by our meeting on February 10th to say we're good to go with it.
Yes. We should probably also have the pit count report if there's anybody that went, although that could be a committee member business. And then a conversation about the city council report, if we want to start having that brought up in the agenda for the next, you know, meeting, if you want feedback. You
the
are
city
also
council update?
So there will be the report that you will give to the city council. If you want to put that on the agenda and have others contribute to that.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to just create it yourself, and you Ken will help you, you're welcome to do that.
I am not selfish. I will give you all the ideas and thoughts. So,
so put that on as an agenda item, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe for that, like, start with an outline of like what we're talking about, what are the things we're talking about, and then fill in with.
Would you like to get the email?
Yes.
Maybe. Okay. Give me your email.
I mean, I guess maybe I already am.
Maybe that's like the
newsletter
draft where we kind of.
Or is it separate?
Oh,
just
yeah.
Like
put like an outline and then say, am I missing anything? Does anyone have anything else to add? And then. We were kind of all chipping in, and you were like,
I just clicked. I think I found out about this in one of the mailers or the newsletter.
Okay.
To like go and sign up for different committees I want to be a part of. So that's what I
did. Great. Then you should be in it then. Wonderful.
So mostly use in a lot of ways that the same.
And the committee is structured so that we can have infinite numbers of community members as part of the committee.
Okay.
But we have to staff it with at least 6 people that are appointed directly, and that is really put in place to make sure that we have enough people every time. Every council member and the mayor all has to have an appointment. So it does not stop you from participating in any way. Technically, you would not be one of the voting members, but we vote on things of value. I'm not a voting member either.
And I'll email this to you guys.
And everybody is here except Sam. Is that right?
And then,
well, this is helpful because this is when I found out when my term was over.
Your term is never going to be over. You're doing too good a job.
That's right. This is just the appointment. So there's technically these seats that are the voting seats, but
thanks.
There's no. Nothing stops us from having additional.
Sorry, that's yours to keep. Got it. Thank you.
And it's nice with the contact.
Thanks, Elise.
Yeah. All right. We did it. Yes. I always want walk-off music at the end of our meetings. I'm like Imagine Dragons for us to head home. Thank you, Yemi. Thanks for being here.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Safe travels.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you for setting up the Zoom.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
All right. No, you can have that. All right. I have one. You're on Skipped In.
Yes.
Where about? South side or north south? Yep, I know where that is then. So you're getting close to the elementary school.
So stop.